Module E, Practice Paper 12, page 51, Tour de France, The Race in a Nutshell.
Welcome to the Cycling Fan Corner for fans of the Tour de France and all things cycling. If you're a fan of the Tour de France or of Lance Armstrong, or if you just enjoy cycling, the Cycling Fan Corner gives you all the information you need. We are frequently asked how the Tour de France works and what the rules are. Today we host the number one expert on the Tour de France rules, Bob Riedel, who will be glad to answer your questions. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Hi, Ronnie. Nice to be here today.
Bob, for the benefit of our new listeners and fans, what is the TDF?
The TDF is a three-week bicycle race that takes place around the countryside of France each year in July. The races, called stages, are held each day over the 3 weeks. A win by a rider in any particular stage is usually a highlight of that rider's career. In addition to the daily stages, there are a number of titles that are competed for over the 3 weeks of the tour, and the most significant one is that of the overall winner of the general classification.
What are the stages?
Each racing day, the riders race one of three types of race. First, a mass start race, where all the riders start off together to cover a set route from one town to another. The winner of the stage is the first rider across the finish line. Second, an individual time trial, where the riders start out one at a time at set intervals. Each rider is timed separately from the moment he is scheduled to start until he crosses the finish line. The rider with the lowest time for the day is the winner of the stage. The third stage is the team time trial, which is very similar to the individual time trial, except that all members of a team start off together. If all goes well, the team rides together over the whole course, and all of its members are credited with the same time as that of the last team member to cross the finish line.
Bob, I have a question here from Gail, one of our most devoted listeners. Her question is, what exactly are their TDF competitions?
There are a number of official and unofficial competitions in the Tour. As I mentioned earlier, the most important one is the general classification. The winner of the general classification is the rider with the lowest cumulative time over the entire race. Since 1919, the leader of the general classification at the end of a particular stage traditionally wears a yellow t-shirt during the following day's stage. The next most important competition is the points competition. Riders earn points based on the order of finishing each stage. The leader in the points competition wears a green shirt. Following that is the climber's points or the King of the Mountains competition. Over the course of 3 weeks, the tour goes over a number of mountains and mountain passes in the Pyrenees or the Alps. Points are awarded to the first riders over the top of each climb. The tougher the climb, the greater the number of points awarded. The leader in the King of the Mountains competition wears a white t-shirt with large red polka dots.
Here's a question from Adam, one of our youngest listeners, who is an enthusiastic cyclist. His question is about the Young Rider competition and the red race number.
Well, Adam, these are two different things. Prizes are awarded to the leader of the Best Young Rider competition, the highest-placed general classification rider under the age of 25, who gets to wear a white shirt. The dubious honor of wearing a red race number, however, is awarded to the leader in the most aggressive rider competition. And then, of course, there is also the unofficial competition. Not to be the Lanterne Rouge, the rider in the last place in the general classification.
Thank you, Bob, for your delightful review, and thank you, listeners.